ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 24, Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva, Part 3, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Kriya Kandeshu Nishnatah. Maharaj Barhishat dived very deeply into the fruitive activities of sacrifice. This means that as soon as he finished one yajna in one place, he began performing another yajna in the immediate vicinity. At the present moment, there is a similar need to perform Sankirtan yajna all over the world. The Krishna consciousness movement has started performing Sankirtana yajna in different places, and it has been experienced that wherever Sankirtan yajna is performed, many thousands of people gather and take part in it. Imperceptible auspiciousness achieved in this connection should be continued all over the world. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement should perform Sankirtani yajnas one after another, so much that all the people of the world will either jokingly or seriously chant,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And thus they will derive the benefit of cleansing their hearts. And that is because the holy name of the Lord is so powerful that whether it is chanted jokingly or seriously, the effect of vibrating this transcendental sound will be equally distributed. It is not possible at the present moment to perform repeated yajnas as Maharaj Barhishat performed, but it is within our means to perform Sankirtan yajna, which does not cost anything. One can sit down anywhere and chant,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So if the surface of the globe is overflooded with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the people of the world will be very, very happy. The word Shushtu Alankritam is significant, for according to the Vedic system, when a girl is married, she is very profusely and gorgeously decorated with costly saris and jewelry, and during the marriage ceremony, the bride circumambulates the bridegroom 7 times. After this, the bridegroom and bride look upon one another and become attracted for life. When the bridegroom finds the bride very beautiful, then the attraction between them immediately becomes very strongly fixed. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, men and women are naturally attracted to one another, and when they are united by marriage, that attraction becomes very strong. And being so strongly attracted, the bridegroom attempts to set up a nice homestead and eventually a good field for producing grains. Then children come, then friends, and then wealth. In this way, the male becomes more and more entangled in the material conceptions of life and begins to think, this is mine. It is I who am acting. In this way, the illusion of material existence is perpetuated. The word shukim iva are also significant, For the fire god Agni became attracted by the beauty of Shatadruti while she was circumambulating the bridegroom Prachinabarhi, just as Agnidev had previously been attracted by the beauty of Shuki, the wife of Saptarishi. When the fire god had been present long ago at the assembly of Saptarishi, Agni was attracted by the beauty of Shuki when she was circumambulating in the same way. However, Agni's wife named Swaha took the form of Shuki and thus enjoyed sex life with Agnidev. Not only the fire god Agni, but the heavenly god Indra, and sometimes even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, all very highly situated demigods, are subject to be attracted by sex at any time. The sex drive is so strong in the living entity that the whole material world is running on sex attraction only. And it is due to sex attraction that one remains in this material world and is obliged to accept different types of bodies. The attraction of sex life is more clearly explained in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is to be thus concluded that woman is the complete representation of Maya. No one can save oneself from the attraction of woman, even though one may be an exalted demigod or an inhabitant of the higher planets. For only a devotee of the Lord who is attracted by Krishna can escape the lures of woman. And once one is attracted by Krishna, the illusory energy of this world cannot attract one. All the Prachetas, sons of Prachinabarhi, entered the depths of the ocean to perform austerity in a secluded place. Since they performed austerities for 10,000 years, this incident took place in Satya Yuga, when people used to live for 100,000 years. Aho bata shwa pachoto gariyan, yaj jivagre vartate nama tubhyam, tepas tapaste juhuvu sasnur arya, Brahmanuchur nama grananti yete. According to Devahuti, the mother of Kapiladeva, even if a person is born in a family of chandalas, the lowest birth one can get in human society, one is glorious if he or she chants the holy names of the Lord. For it is to be understood that by such chanting, a devotee definitely proves that one underwent all kinds of austerities in one's previous life. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one who chants the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, attains the highest perfectional stage, which had previously been attained by people who entered the ocean and executed austerities for 10,000 years, like the Prachetas. In this age of Kali, if a person does not take advantage of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is offered as a great concession to the fallen human beings of this age, then it is to be understood that he or she is very much bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord. Lord Shiva actually became the spiritual master of the 10 sons, and in turn, the Prachetas took his words so seriously, Jayantaha, that simply by meditating upon Lord Shiva's instructions, they all became perfect. So this is the secret of success. After being initiated and receiving the orders of the spiritual master, The disciple should unhesitatingly think about those instructions or orders of one spiritual master, and one should not allow oneself to be disturbed by anything else. And this is also the verdict of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, who, while explaining a verse from Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha Kuru Nandana, thus pointing out that the order of the spiritual master is the very life substance of the disciple. The disciple should not consider whether one is going back home, back to Godhead. No, one's first business should be to execute the order of one's spiritual master. Thus, a disciple should always meditate on the order of the spiritual master, and that is perfectional meditation. And not only should one meditate upon that order, but one should find out the means by which one can perfectly worship and execute that order. At the present moment, there is no need for Mayavad philosophy or Buddhist philosophy, for Lord Chaitanya rejected both of them. This Krishna consciousness movement is spreading the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and rejecting the philosophy of both of these classes of Mayavadi. Strictly speaking, both Buddhist philosophy and Shankara's philosophy are but different types of Mayavad, dealing on the platform of material existence. Neither of these philosophies has any spiritual significance. There is spiritual significance only after one accepts the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, which culminates in surrendering unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, people worship Lord Shiva for some material benefit, and although they cannot see him personally, still they derive great material profit by worshiping Lord Shiva. Herein it is mentioned that Lord Shiva is always accompanied by his material energy, Shakya Ghoraya, material energy. Goddess Durga or Goddess Kali is always under the control of Lord Shiva. Goddess Kali and Durga serve Lord Shiva by killing all the asuras or demons. Sometimes Goddess Kali becomes so infuriated that she indiscriminately kills all kinds of asuras. There is a popular picture of the goddess Kali in which she wears a garland composed of the heads of the asuras, and she holds in her left hand a captured head and in her right hand a great khadga or chopper for killing the asuras. Great wars are symbolic representations of goddess Kali's devastation of the asuras, and are actually conducted by the goddess Kali. Srishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shaktir Eka. Asuras try to pacify goddess Kali or Durga by worshipping her in material opulence. But when the asuras become too intolerable, goddess Kali does not discriminate in killing them wholesale. Asuras do not know the secret of the energy of Lord Shiva, and they prefer to worship Goddess Kali or Durga or even Lord Shiva simply for material benefit. But Lord Shiva's duty is very dangerous because he has to employ the energy of Goddess Kali or Durga. Since Lord Shiva controls the great material energy, Goddess Durga, worshippers of Lord Shiva attain very opulent positions within this material world. And under Lord Shiva's direction, a worshipper of Lord Shiva gets all kinds of material facilities. On the other hand, Lord Vishnu gives intelligence to his devotee so that the devotee can make progress on the path back home, back to Godhead. Since a devotee has nothing to do with any kind of material possession, the devotee does not come under the control of Goddess Kali or the Goddess Durga. Lord Shiva is also in charge of the tamoguna, or the mode of ignorance, within this material world. Shiva's potency, the goddess Durga, is described as keeping all living entities in the darkness of ignorance. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu nidra rupang sanstita. The word shirasa, on their heads, is also significant, for the prachetas accepted the orders of their father and carried them on their heads, which means they accepted them in complete surrender. One may argue that the devotees themselves have desires, for they wish to go home back to Godhead. But such a desire does not agitate the mind. Although the devotee wishes to go back to Godhead, a devotee is satisfied in any condition of life. Consequently, the word mahan manaha is used to indicate that the reservoir of water was as calm and quiet as the mind of a great devotee. It appears that the prachetas reached Shivaloka, which is supposed to be situated near the Himalaya mountains. Because the impersonalists deny these varieties of creation, they cannot actually enjoy transcendental bliss. The place where the prachetas arrived was the abode of Lord Shiva. Impersonalists are generally worshippers of Lord Shiva, but Lord Shiva is never without variety in his abode. Thus, wherever one goes, whether to the planet of Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, or Lord Brahma, there is variety to be enjoyed by persons full in knowledge and bliss. The word Vibuddha Anugai indicates that Lord Shiva is always accompanied by the denizens of the higher planets known as Gandharvas and Kinnaras. They are very expert in musical science, and Lord Shiva is worshipped by them constantly. In pictures, Lord Shiva is generally painted white, but here we find that the color of Lord Shiva's skin is not exactly white, but like molten gold or a glowing yellowish color. Because Lord Shiva is always very, very merciful, Lord Shiva's name is Ashutosha. Amongst all the demigods, Lord Shiva can be pacified even by the lowest class of men, who need only offer Lord Shiva obeisances and leaves of a bael tree. Thus, Lord Shiva's name, Ashutosha, means that Lord Shiva is pleased very quickly. Although Lord Shiva, sometimes very liberally, gives benedictions to his devotees, the difficulty is that the demons, being very cunning, sometimes want to experiment improperly with such benedictions. The classic example is that of Vrika Asura, found in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, or Krishna, is known as Bhakta Vatsala, and herein we find Lord Shiva is described as Dharma Vatsala. Of course, the word Dharma Vatsala refers to a person who lives according to religious principles. That is understood. Nonetheless, these two words have additional significance. Sometimes, Lord Shiva has to deal with persons who are in the modes of passion and ignorance. Such persons are not always very much religious and pious in their activities, But since they worship Lord Shiva for some material profit, sometimes they obey the religious principles. And as soon as Lord Shiva sees that his devotees are following religious principles, Lord Shiva blesses them. By endeavoring to dominate material nature, the living entity simply struggles hard for existence. Indeed, one struggles so hard to enjoy oneself that he or she cannot even enjoy material resources. Thus, one is sometimes called Prakriti or Jiva, for one is situated in the marginal potency, Tathastha. When the living entity is covered with the three modes of material nature, one is called Jiva Sangitta. And there are two kinds of living entities. One is called Kshara, and the other is called Akshara. Kshara refers to those who have fallen down and have become conditioned, and Akshara refers to those who are not conditioned. The vast majority of living entities live in the spiritual world and are called Akshara. They are in the position of Brahman, pure spiritual existence. They are different from those who have become conditioned by the three modes of material nature. However, being above both the Kshara and Akshara, Lord Krishna, Vasudeva, is described in chapter 15 of Bhagavad Gita as Purusha Uttama. Karmis sometimes offer the results of their activities to Lord Vasudeva, and this offering is called Karma Arpanam. These are considered to be fruitive activities, for the Karmis consider Lord Vishnu to be one of the demigods like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. And because they consider Lord Vishnu to be on the same level with the demigods, Karmis contend that surrendering to the demigods is as good as surrendering unto Vasudeva. However, this contention is denied herein, because if it were true, then Lord Shiva would have said that surrender unto him or Lord Vasudeva or Vishnu or Lord Brahma is the same. But Lord Shiva does not say this because he himself surrenders unto Vasudeva. And whoever else surrenders unto Vasudeva is very, very dear to Lord Shiva. This is expressed herein openly. So the conclusion is that a devotee of Lord Shiva is not dear to Lord Shiva, but a devotee of Lord Krishna is very dear to Lord Shiva. There is also a planet called Shiva Loka or Sada Shiva Loka, which is situated in a marginal position between the spiritual and material worlds. If after being situated in Brahma Loka, the residence of Lord Brahma, and one becomes more qualified, then he or she is promoted to Sada Shiva Loka. Similarly, when one becomes even more qualified, then one can attain the Vaikuntha Lokas. The Vaikuntha Lokas are targets for everyone, even the demigods, and they can be attained by a devotee who has no desire for material benefit. Still, one is not very safe, even if one is promoted to Shivaloka, because the planet of Shivaloka is marginal. However, if one attains Vaikuntha Loka, then one attains the highest perfection of life and the end of the evolutionary process, as explained by Krishna in the words, Mam upetya tu kaunteya punar janma na vidyate. In other words, it is confirmed herein that a person in human society who has developed consciousness must take to Krishna consciousness in order to be promoted to Vaikuntha Loka, what you speak of Krishna Loka, immediately after leaving the body. Sutta Goswami says, towards the end of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu, Lord Shiva is the best of all devotees. Therefore, all devotees of Lord Krishna are also devotees of Lord Shiva. In Vrindavan, there is Lord Shiva's temple called Gopishwar. The gopis used to worship not only Lord Shiva, but also goddess Katyayini, Durga Devi, as well. But their aim was to attain the favor of Lord Krishna. Therefore, a devotee of Lord Krishna does not disrespect Lord Shiva, but worships Lord Shiva as the most exalted devotee of Lord Krishna. Consequently, whenever a devotee worships Lord Shiva, one prays to Lord Shiva in order to achieve the favor of Krishna and does not request any material profit. Devotees of the Supreme Lord also worship Lord Shiva as the most dear devotee of Lord Krishna. They do not worship Shiva as a separate personality of Godhead. And it is stated in the list of Nama Aparadhas that it is an offense to think that the chanting of the name of Hari and the chanting of Hara or Shiva are the same. No. The devotee must always know that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that Lord Shiva is his devotee. A devotee should be offered respect on the level of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sometimes even more respect. Indeed, Lord Ramachandra, the Personality of Godhead himself, sometimes worshipped Lord Shiva. So, if a devotee is worshipped by the Lord himself, then why should a devotee not be worshipped by other devotees on the same level with the Lord? This is the conclusion. From this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, it appears that Lord Shiva blesses the asuras simply for the sake of formality. Actually, Lord Shiva loves one who is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Finally, the word vivictam is very significant. No one should think of the prayers recited by Lord Shiva as being sectarian. Rather, these prayers are very confidential, so much so that anyone desiring the ultimate prosperity or ultimate auspicious goal of life must take the instructions of Lord Shiva and pray to and glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just as Lord Shiva did himself. Recorded November 5, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Dwikswalila Vira Nanda Kunde Swagosha Nimajjantam Akya Payantam Tadieshita Gishu Bhaktair Jitatvang Puna Prematastang Shatavriti Vande. Swalilabhir Ananda Kunde Swagosham Nimajjantam Akhyapayantam tadiyeshi tagishu bhaktair jitatvang puna prema tastang shatavritti vande iti dvik swali labhir ananda kunde swagoshang nimajjantam apyapayantam tadiyeshi tagishu bhaktair jitatvang punak prema tastang shatavritti vande namasye purushang twadyang ishwadang prakrite param alakshang sarvabhutanam antarabahir avastitam krishnaya vasudevaya devaki nandanaya cha nandagopa kumaraya govindaya namo namaha Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Nama Pankaja Malini Nama Pankaja Nikraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Nama Kinchana Vittaya Nivritta Guna Vrittaye Atma Ramaya Chantaya Kaivalya Hataye Namaha Vasudeva Paraveda Vasudeva Paramukha Vasudeva Parayuga Vasudeva Parakriya Vasudeva Paranjyanam Vasudeva Parantapaha Vasudeva Parodharmo Vasudeva Paragatiki Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Nama Eva Kevalam Haraye Namaha displaying his childhood pastimes, such as this Damodara Leela and others. In this way, immersing his own family and all the other residents of Gokula in a pool of bliss by such pastimes. But to those desirous of knowing his majesty and opulence, Damodar makes it known his quality of being conquered only by his loving devotees who are devoid of such Aishvarya Gyan. And so again, with love and devotion, hundreds and hundreds of times, I praise Lord Damodar.